Cusack, the 0-1. Swung on, grounded into the shift in shallow right. The second baseman, Hernandez, throws out Candelario. And Zach Plesac twirling a beauty. Now the payoff. Swung on, a weak chopper to third. Shoulder high hop handled. Ramirez throws out Cabrera. And 79 pitches is all it has taken Aaron Savali to get through seven. And the 2-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. Scope chased another pitch that was a hanging slider up and out of the zone. But Allen strikes him out. And for Logan Allen, that had to feel like he was walking over a bed of red-hot charcoal, because he didn't get totally burned. Singed a little bit, but not burned. Tigers get one. Indians coming to bat.
Is he going to, instead of like a flamethrower, he'd be a firewalker? I guess maybe we could give a new nickname to Aaron there with Tom. Bob DiBiasio joining us from the Indians. It's brought to you by your North Regional Convenience in Oco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. A lot of impressive pitching against these Tigers this past weekend, huh?
Yeah, good morning, fellas. Yeah, pitching. That's what we're built on. We had a little show of power, obviously, this weekend as well. Five homers, Saturday in that contest. And, played some decent defense. So that's a good recipe for victory. And a nice weekend at Progressive Field for the Tribe.
And we find ourselves in first place in the American League Central. I know it's early, but I can still say it truthfully. However, the White Sox are on the horizon. This is going to be a real test this week, wouldn't you say?
Well, not just this week, but I think for the next almost 3 weeks, I think it breaks down to 19 games. Our next 19 games are going to be really interesting. We will play the Chicago White Sox 9 times in the next 3 weeks. 4 against the New York Yankees, 3 against the Twins, and 3 against the Cincinnati Reds. So it's going to be a very interesting stretch of 19 games. It starts tonight, Tristan McKenzie on the mound. We're going to see, obviously, in a 4-game series, they'll see our top four, and we'll see their top four starters. And to go to Cincinnati and come home to the White Sox, Yankees, and Twins for a long homestand and the month of April. So it's nice that we were able to turn the beginning of the season around after dropping the first two and then coming back and having a nice stretch. But, the next 19 games are going to be very interesting.
Hey, Bob, we had another call last night in Major League Baseball that was not overturned by the folks in New York. Everybody seems to think it was the wrong call. It was a game-deciding call. We had one a couple days ago. The Indians had a controversial call this past weekend with a home run rule to double. Has anything come down from the league office that basically said, we're going with the umpires this year?
Yeah, no. I haven't heard anything in that regard. I think fine-tuning the replay system is probably the smart way to go. But, yesterday you had almost every big-time player in Major League Baseball got on Twitter and had a comment about that replay scenario. So, rest assured it's going to be a topic of conversation in the offices on Park Avenue in New York this morning.
Talking to Bob DiBiasio of the Cleveland Indians, joining us this morning after a big weekend against the Tigers. And again, the White Sox will be the next up on tap. We have a chance to shut down Tyler Naquin, though, this coming weekend, right? We're playing. You skipped right over that sort of with the Reds, but it was just kind of still fun to see how things are matching up with the former players. Sometimes it's fun. I don't know, Bob, even though we have Indians players that come through the system, when they're here for a while and they leave, we still kind of have our sort of eye and ears on some of them. And we're, depending on if they're against the Indians, we still kind of feel proud of what they're able to do out there in Major League Baseball.
Well, no question. You come to know these guys, not only those of us in the front office, but our fans as well. And you have an affinity for them. And so, our guys – I think Hammy said it the other night, you know, that all the guys in the clubhouse, you know, were talking about how fun it was to see that he was off to a really good start with the Cincinnati Reds. You know, his issue, obviously, with us was just staying healthy. He just couldn't stay on the field long enough. And, you know, it's a great story in one sense because here's a guy that was a number one draft pick, but he ended up this season going to the Cincinnati Reds as a minor league minor league spring training invitee, and he ends up making the club and having a good start to his season. Yeah. So yeah, I'm sure our guys will enjoy seeing him this coming weekend.
That's one step up from a voucher, it sounds like. I mean, please redeem.
Well, you're not on the 40-man roster, which means you're not guaranteed anything. You truly have to play your way on, or you go to AAA, as Jason Kipnis did this year. He was a minor league spring training invitee and ended up accepting a AAA assignment with the Atlanta Braves. So, it's nice to see one of our former guys doing well. We just hope he doesn't do all that well this coming weekend.
Right, exactly. Well, our pitchers may know a little bit about him sometimes. Well, you know, familiarity kind of works that way. You know, people will remember Tyler for his inside the park home run and that whole thing. I, however, have a secondary memory of that, and that became last year when Jim Rosenhaus was doing an interview with him, probably social distancing from something, and you heard this little popping noise every once in a while. And it turns out he was in a parking garage bouncing the balls off the wall, practicing fielding grounders that way.
Yeah.
While he's talking at him, and you're thinking, that's kind of like those Rocky moments where you take whatever facility you're in and try to do your best. You're not in some fancy facility that, you know, you're in a parking garage fielding a baseball.
Yeah. Exactly. A lot of guys over the pandemic trying to figure out how do they stay in shape and get it done. But boy, oh boy, that's one of the most fun moments, that inside the park home run against the Blue Jays, a walk-off inside the park home run. You can hear Hammy screaming now as we talk about it.
Oh, absolutely. And the fists and fingers raised in the air at the end. Like, I can't remember if the tongue came out or not, but that's one of those fun things. But we got a lot of excitement for this year's baseball with more home runs and great pitching. And good to see Brian Shaw back on the mound as well for the Indians this past weekend. But we're getting ready for the White Sox tonight. It's a four-game series against the White Sox, so a lot will be determined by the end of this week. And, of course, Reds over the weekend. Then we'll talk again next Monday. Bob, we appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good week. Go Tribe.